The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
So the church gives us the season of Advent at the very beginning of its liturgical year. So from the church's perspective, we just started the liturgical year. In our secular calendars, we started on January 1. In the church's year, we started the first Sunday of Advent. And so, from the church's perspective, the two meanings of Advent, at the beginning of the liturgical year, are the two comings of Christ. The first coming of Christ, we are uniting our hearts with those who came before us, who were anticipating the coming of Jesus the first time. That was when Jesus kind of came undercover, right? Not a lot of people noticed that God himself actually became a human being. The long-awaited for Messiah by the Jews, and actually by other non-Jewish cultures and religions at the time, there was a major anticipation of the coming of a Messiah, someone that would come, that would fulfill the longing that humanity had for its emptiness, a type of rescuer, an anointed one. And so we unite our hearts with those who came before us as we prepare for December 25th. The other anticipation that we're disposing ourselves to is the anticipation of Jesus' second coming. The second coming is a belief that we have always believed in as Christians, that Jesus will come again. And the second time will be very different than the first time. Again, the first time Jesus was kind of, he slipped behind enemy lines, we might say. Not a lot of people noticed him. He came in, and he was highly unnoticed that the salvation of the world took place in the crucifixion. People didn't quite know what was going on. Now, in the second coming, when he comes again, everybody will know. This would be a massive event. It will be paralleled with a type of end times scenario, or the end of this age, we're told, whatever that means. This is a time still shrouded in mystery, but it will be obvious and it will come, and Jesus tells us to pay attention and watch for it. You don't want this to come at a time that you do not expect. Now, implicit in those two comings is that we are ready for our own death. This has been a theme that we were going into at the end of the church's calendar year, and that we again kind of stick with as we're moving in the beginning of the church's calendar. This should make sense because most good works of art, literature, etc., there's a tying of the beginnings and the ends of things. There's always an anticipation of the end at the beginning. There's a little bit of foreshadowing, so to speak. And that's the case in the church's liturgical year. It's also the case in the scriptures themselves. There's a lot of parallels between Genesis, the first book in the Bible, and the last book of the Bible, Revelation. Those two kind of have a parallel to each other. There's an anticipation of that which is to come at Genesis. And so as we're at the beginning, we look towards the end. You don't want to aimlessly start or wander throughout life, as so many do. One of the greatest issues that we have in our age is that people feel a purposelessness. And that's because you can't understand human life outside of God. That means that you can't understand your purpose outside of God. And what that does to the human person is it leads them into a place of depression and anxiety and despair. Those are all symptoms of our age. There is zero doubt about that. So we cannot understand our purpose, why we are here, where we are going, outside of understanding these realities that the church is always annually trying to get us ready for. And so Advent, this is a short Advent. There's longer and shorter Advents. Christmas is on a Monday this year, which is why it's short. So it's going to be kind of a weird turnaround from the fourth Sunday of Advent to Christmas Day. And we basically have 21 days or so until we hit Christmas. So we have 3 weeks. And we should see these 3 weeks as a type of spiritual intensity. We've grown up with the concept, I think, more, it's been more promulgated, that Lent is a serious time of spiritual renewal. And that's good. We have that in our Catholic culture still to this day. We take Lent pretty seriously as Catholics. Advent, sometimes we don't necessarily see it in that lens. But the church wants us to approach Advent as a season of grace. Just like in the secular world, you know, human beings kind of have the same tendencies because we're created in the same way. We're different in many ways. We're the same in a lot of ways. One of the things that human beings long to do is start new good patterns, generally. And we see this in secular cultures when people try to start with New Year's resolutions. Well, we as religious people, as Catholics, we have these two big seasons of grace to assist us in our resolves and the things that we feel called to do. We can restart. We can ask God to bless us for things that we're trying to do, patterns that we're trying to cultivate. And the emphasis during Advent is meant to be one of paying attention to God. Waiting for God, paying attention to Him. God desires to come to us on a regular, daily basis. We should not be people who think, oh, I only have had these few interactions with God throughout my life. Oh, yeah, I remember, you know, 10 years ago I had this dream and da-da-da-da. No, that's great too. God is more apparent in, you know, sometimes than others, and there are big moments in our lives. But on a daily basis, God wants to reveal Himself to us. The problem is we are, generally speaking, not always in a place or a disposition of watchfulness where we're capable of even notice when He's coming to us on a daily basis. That's the disposition that we really want to focus on during Advent. Watchful for the Lord. When is He coming to me? And when we start to cultivate a disposition, a contemplative disposition is kind of a term for it, a contemplative disposition, we start to notice Him. We start to notice Him regularly. And to do this, we need to have things in our lives that orient our attention towards Him. We should, as Christians, you'll hear me say this in the future, you may have heard me say this in the past, this is a theme of mine as a priest, as a preacher, we should be praying for 20 minutes a day straight, no matter what. I don't care what our calling in life is, if we're a mother, a father, what season of our life, 20 minutes of prayer, we should be praying a day. That could be a rosary, that could be the scriptures, that could be the daily readings, that could be reflections. Father Burke Masters, a priest from our diocese, has a lot of good reflections every day. People sometimes pray with that. But we should sanctify, set aside a little bit of time for God every single day, or else we should not expect to really see Jesus throughout our day if we're not giving that intentional time. And then what happens when we give Him that little bit of time is we see Him outside of that time. Even if it feels like nothing's happening, we're setting aside 20 minutes for God. That's a huge offering to God. When that stacks up day by day, and then it becomes week by week, and then it becomes month by month, eventually we're like prayerful people all of a sudden. And we see God in a whole completely different way than we once did. Another thing Last thing, very practical thing that I'd like to encourage us to do during this Advent, especially if we have not regularly gone, is the Sacrament of Confession. There'll be an additional confessional time during Advent, which is from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. on Thursdays. Pop in before work if you would like. And then we also have a reconciliation service coming at St. Anne's, and us are doing one together in a couple weeks. And of course, we have our normal confession time. And in the future, just so everybody here knows, I will be putting additional confession times in our weekly calendar. I just haven't quite figured out the specific times for that. The reason I'm emphasizing confession right now is because we need to be people who don't have any type of spiritual barriers inside of us that cloud our vision and dim us from seeing the light when He is present. And there is no way around the basic truth that sin dims the intellect, as the church teaches, and it makes us less capable of having a hunger for, an appetite for God, cultivating a spiritual disposition, and being free. Sin really messes us up. If we're not regularly cleaning out the pipe, the water can't come through. We need to keep the pipe open, clean, capable of fluidity. We need to admit our sins before God in the way that God has asked us, which is through the sacrament. And God then removes those sins, and we don't just return to a type of neutral. God gives us grace on top of it. So you actually end up in a way better spot. It's not just getting rid of the negative, and then, okay, then I go back to neutral. No, it's getting rid of the negative, and you receive positive. Grace is from God. Sacramental grace is from God. Lord, we ask you to bless us during this Advent season. Help it to be a season of grace for all of us, and help us to put into our lives different habits of watchfulness and things that help us to be more attentive to spiritual things. And the gifts that you desire to bestow upon us. We ask these things through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let's take a few moments in silent prayer just to listen to and speak with the Lord. And if there's anything that we just want to ask God for His help to grow in, or a habit, or whatever the thing is, or maybe it's just some kind of grace that we want to ask for, maybe this would be a good time at the very beginning of Advent right now to just ask the Lord for that grace.